We are in the season following Epiphany. And so this season of Epiphany, if it has a theme, it's recognizing who Jesus really is. So one of the ways that plays out right away, of course, is the Magi coming. Who is this Jesus who has come among us in the flesh, which we celebrate in Christmas? God is the God of all people, even these faraway magicians or wizards who worship the wrong gods. God is the God of everybody. And so throughout the season of Epiphany, we'll look at Jesus and his life and his teachings. And so one of the things to do in this is think to yourself, who is this Jesus? Who is God in this? So the lectionary gives us this passage from the Gospel of John today, the calling of several of the disciples, the follow me, seeing Nathanael under the tree. Before we even get to this part in John, the writer of John has already given us, I didn't even count how many, but a lot of titles for Jesus. And this all gives us, these are epiphanies. These are, wow, this is who Jesus is. So already John has said that Jesus is the Word, the Logos, Logos. Jesus is God, the life, the light, the Word that became flesh, the one and only Son. We could say the pre-existent one. And that, of course, comes from John the Baptist saying the one coming after me is the one who ranks before me because he came before me. Jesus was called prophet and Lord, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, the one baptizing with the Holy Spirit, rabbi and teacher. And then just in today's passage, we get a handful more titles for Jesus that gives us a glimpse of who this is. Andrew finds Simon Peter, and they call him the Messiah. It might be Peter who helps Jesus find Philip, and Jesus says, follow me. Then Philip finds Nathanael. In all of these, we find that Jesus is the one who sees me. That's a really important piece of this little scripture, that Jesus sees Nathanael before Nathanael reveals anything about himself. Nathanael is seen and known. Jesus is the one who calls and says, follow me. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, the son of Joseph, a Nazarene, somebody from Nazareth. Nathanael calls him the Son of God, the King of Israel. And then Jesus gives himself his own name, the human one, in some translations, the Son of Man. And says something interesting with that title. You will see angels ascending and descending upon him. Now, I want to, if we're thinking, who is this Jesus? Because this is Epiphany. There's so many things we could talk about, but there's two pieces of information that help me thinking about the identity of Christ that I think is really helpful for us. And one of them is that thing that Jesus says, you will see angels ascending and descending upon me. And that story comes from Genesis 28, which is Jacob's ladder. In that Genesis 28 passage, Jacob, who is the person who gets his name changed to become Israel, so he is the father Israel, who has the 12 sons, who becomes the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob has a dream about a ladder connecting heaven and earth, and angels going up and down, descending and ascending upon the ladder. When Jacob wakes up, he declares that this place where he had the dream of this ladder, this place is holy, the very house of God, and that site gets renamed Bethel, which means the house of God. And at that site, there's one of the ancient temples to the true God is built. Throughout time, that becomes a rival spot in different things. But this dream Jacob has is really important. And Jesus claims himself as connected to that dream. Jesus is saying that Jesus is Jacob's ladder. Jesus is the connection between heaven and earth. Jesus is the way to get to heaven. Jesus is. Jesus is. And we can read Jesus into that story in Genesis 28. Jesus is holy. Jesus is the very house of God. Jesus is special. Jesus is unique. This is something amazing that Jesus is saying about himself. High and lifted up and beyond wonder. The other really interesting part from this revelation of Jesus is that he is from Nazareth, Nowheresville, insignificant, low. And I've talked about this before, but I mean, to be from Nazareth was to be a nobody. And so in this one passage, we have a description of Jesus that is incredibly high, lifted up, full of glory, the very gate into heaven. And just Joseph's boy from Nazareth, an absolute nobody. Jesus is high, exalted, the way to God. And at the same time, low, the lowest of the low. So near to us, to me, to you, in all the ways that we are or feel not enough, there is Jesus at the same time. A ladder is a thing that goes from a low spot to a high spot. Jesus is Jacob's ladder. Low enough to meet you exactly where you are. Low enough to meet us in our lowly estate. But Jesus is also God, who will raise you up one rung at a time to become a being that can partake in the very divine nature. So that tells us all about who, all about. Two important things about who Jesus is. The what to do with this part of the sermon today is more mental and emotional than kind of action oriented. I hope that you will feel this, that you will make it part of your story, the story you tell about yourself and who you are and where you belong in God's story. Thinking back to the passage, I want to emphasize again that Jesus saw Nathanael and knew him. Jesus sees you. Jesus knows you, all of you. Jesus knows your doubt and your faith, your fear and your courage, your victories and your failures. And Jesus, seeing you perfectly, perfectly, loves you enough to say to you, knowing all about you, follow me, because Jesus wants you. So what to do with this sermon today? I want you to believe Jesus. I want you to believe this truth, that seeing you, God wants you. God desires you. God believes in you. You, even knowing everything about you and all the things you believe about yourself, God speaks a truth over you that God wants you. You are loved. And calls to you to follow me. So I hope that you will feel that deeply. That whatever story you tell about yourself, being not enough, being out of bounds, being a black sheep, whatever the words you say about yourself, whatever those things are, I hope that this might thunder through that and you might hear that God really does desire you. 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 Holy God, would you help us to see that and to know it, to feel it deep within us? That when doubts arise in us about our own worth, that we would remember this story, that we are seen by you. And in the midst of all of it, maybe even because of it, you love and desire me, us. Oh God, I pray that that would become the dominant story in our lives, that we are people who are good, desired, loved. And that when we feel doubts, we would come back to the story and hear it again. We are good and desired and loved. You have said this about us. Make that true in our lives. We pray this all, begging for your mercy. Amen.